have called the meeting to order, the approval of the agenda. We do have an agenda in front of you. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as stated?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed, seeing none. The agenda is approved as published. The next is election of a chairman. And there's the three members, and actually, if you will each introduce yourself, we'll start to the far end, introduce yourself, where you're from, and then after that, we'll take nominations for chair.
My name's Clayton Yoakum Sr., and I'm a resident of the Greenwood area.
I'm Dave Kenton from Milford.
Michael Owens, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a nomination for chair?
I nominate Mr. Kenton. He's in the middle.
Is there a second?
I really think that I ought to serve at least 6 months on this board before they nominate me, but it's up to you all.
Okay, are there any other nominations?
I'll second the motion.
And is there a motion to close the nominations?
So moved.
Okay, we'll take the vote. We'll start again at the far end. You vote for Mr. Kenton?
Aye.
I'm abstaining.
Mr. Owens?
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Kenton, you're now the chairman. The next item on the agenda is the public hearing. And Mr. Kenton, for purposes of explanation and way we normally handle the public hearings in council, the legal counsel, which would be myself, would handle the public hearing. And normally what we would do is open up, we'd make a short announcement before the public hearing, we'd have an explanation, and then after that we would have the public hearing, open it up to public. Then after that, there would be action on the public hearing. So if it's your pleasure, I will go ahead and conduct the public hearings.
I make the motion that we go forward with that.
All right. This is the time and place that we have the public hearings. And in this case, there's going to be two public hearings. They will each be held separately. The first is a public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits. Excuse me. Let me read that again. An ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. At the beginning of the hearing, there will be a brief presentation made by Karen Brewington. She will briefly explain the ordinances and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After she has completed the presentation, this committee will have the opportunity to question her to clarify any questions that you have. After that process completed, we will open the floor to members of the public. If there's any members of the public that would like to comment on these matters, then we would have them come forward, state their name for the record and their address. And at this point, we'll call on Ms. Brewington to give a presentation to the committee.
Good morning. Good
morning.
On September 13th, we proposed an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 and 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to our disability benefits for county employees. In front of you, you have a copy of that ordinance. What this did was basically we had a disability pension, which we were doing away with effective January 1st, going to a more traditional short-term disability plan, where employees who were to go out on their own illness or injury, not workers' compensation, which is on the job, but their own personal illness or injury, they would have an elimination period of 60 days where they could use their own sick time or vacation or comp. And they would be paid at 100%. After the 60 days and they were approved for short-term disability, they would be paid very much like the state of Delaware's plan where it's a 75%. They can actually supplement with their own time to get 100% of earnings for 6 months. We are planning on using a third-party vendor so to help us facilitate and administer these claims. So what this does is it kind of shortens the disability time as far as what short-term and what long-term is. Currently, we have long-term disability where you're out for 90 days before that kicks in at 60% of earnings. So it's a better benefit for the employees on the short-term. Once a person exhausts short-term disability after 26 weeks, they then can get approved to go to long-term disability, which is the 60%. So it's a better management of claims rather than not having any windows of when the claim starts and when the claim ends, okay? And a better management to help facilitate those claims with a third-party vendor. So once we proposed chapters 26 and 29, we had some issues that came up from some of our employees in a couple departments. One being, as it stands now with disability pensions, if an active employee were to pass away, their surviving spouse would receive one half of that pension, assuming that they've already hit the 8 years of their vesting period. Okay, so with a short-term, long-term, the benefit wouldn't be as great. So we proposed an amendment to state that if an active employee or an employee who is currently on long-term disability, on an active long-term disability, they would receive that same benefit. So they're not losing a benefit. And that's what the amendment is for. On the Chapter 26 of that ordinance, that's what we proposed. And that's the one we are talking about right now. So Chapter 26 is the ordinance extends survivor's benefits to survivors of any individual who at the time of his or her death is receiving benefits from an approved Sussex County long-term disability plan. Do you have any questions regarding that?
Any questions? I'd just like to know, this is a little off the subject, but who determines whether someone's disabled, and is there a general guideline that the county uses?
There will be a third-party vendor. Mm-hmm. We're going to be sending out an RFP going through that process, and that third party will determine. So it takes that decision out of our hands. It puts it into a third party. Now, we're still able to, if we feel like the person truly is disabled, we still have some input talking to that third-party vendor, but they manage the claim in conjunction with us.
Can you override their decision by a majority, or do you generally accept the professional's advice?
We generally would accept the advice because it's based on the employee's doctor's notes.
That's what I was wondering. Doctors are involved?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it needs to be medically necessary that the person's out on disability. So really, this whole policy kind of tightens up, and it's a good benefit for both the employee and the employer. So there's folks that are, you know, used to working with disability claims.
And most of your employees are not, they've been briefed on this and they're not violently opposed to it, or did
they? We actually had a group, the paramedics, that were opposed to it, and we did have open forum meetings, which now they seem to understand how this policy does work.
Are they more agreeable to it, or are they still somewhat?
I'm assuming so. I would hope if they weren't, they would be here today.
Mrs. Brunton, have you selected your third-party vendor yet that will be handling the claims?
We have not. We first need to get through this process to approve the amendments to the ordinance, and then we can send that out for the RFP. So once, you know, we have wrapped up the public hearing on this, we're hopeful that we can go ahead and send the RFP out.
Okay. Just to make sure that the persons on the committee understand what an RFP is, I know when I first started with the county, I had no clue what that was.
It's a request for proposal, and we send that out to specific vendors who bid for that, for the short-term disability, and we have a point system value, whether it be they come in at the less expensive or basically just meets our needs for the policy, customer service. There's various things that that add up with those points to that system.
I make a motion that
it's not. We need to go through the public hearing. It was advertised as a public hearing, so we're going to open. If you have no more questions of Ms. Brewington, we will open this up for any comments from public. Mr. Kramer. We know who you are, but if you give your name and address, please.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scotts Lower Road, Greenwood, 19950.
Thank you.
Question I have, I see it's all underlined, but show me where it's in parentheses what you're removing. In the state law, I guess I'll have to read it to you, says if you're removing something, it's supposed to be in percentages, right? Or in brackets. You haven't got neither one. You're underlined, but you don't have nothing here showing what was there before that you're actually removing. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of or against this ordinance or make any public comments? Seeing none at this point, the public hearing on Chapter 26 is closed, Mr. Chairman. And at this point, you could opt to send this to Council with a recommendation of approval. If you would do that, I would read the ordinance title first, which is an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. And if you desire to send this with a recommendation, you can make the motion based on that.
I'd just like to make one question before we go forward with that, which I'm in favor of doing. Can Mrs. Brewington make a comment to respond to what Dan Kramer's comments were, ma'am? I assume you're replacing the entire ordinance, and that's why it's all underlined and it's not bracketed as he suggested.
What he indicated was under the code that anything that's being deleted is put forward in brackets or parentheses, and what is being added new, which is this part that's being underlined.
Yeah, this is, I believe, would be in the brackets and underlined when it is approved and going into the official ordinance.
When it goes to County Council, the ordinance, anything being removed before Council has to be in brackets. Anything that's being added is underlined as set forth here. So with that portion that's being, when County Council acts on it, in order for them to act on it, they have to show what is being deleted in brackets. So you can make a recommendation based on this, but County Council has to act on it based on showing bracketed anything being deleted.
Mr. Owens?
I make a motion that we send forward to County Council our recommendation to approve an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees.
Second, Mr.
So I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, at this time, it's the time for the public hearing on to amend Chapter 29 of the County Code relating to disability benefits. And again, Ms. Brewington will give a presentation. You have the opportunity to question her after that presentation is complete. Then we will open the floor up for questions or comments from the public. After that, you have the opportunity to make a recommendation. Ms. Brewington.
Okay. Chapter 29 of the Sussex County Code relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. The amendment that is before you, basically, we have just added the word holiday time to this ordinance, to amendment. We have a particular group of people that do accrue holiday time. We just wanted to clarify it in this amendment, so that addition was put in. So you'll see that in Section 1, 2931, AB3, you'll see that the very last line, we're Talks about vacation time, applicable holiday time.
And in this case, there's nothing being deleted from the section. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Does anyone on the committee have a question of Ms. Brewington?
It's pretty clear.
Great.
Okay. At this time, we'll open up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public that would like to comment on this? If not, at this point, you can take action on this if you would like to send it to County Council with your recommendation. What you would be sending is an ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees, as stated on the sheet that was published. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept this change to ordinance number 29. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried.
At this point, this would be sent to County Council with your recommendation. And there was no other business on your agenda. So it would be appropriate to have a motion to adjourn unless you have additional business.
So motion from the committee to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. The meeting's adjourned, gentlemen. Thank you. Nice job.
Thank you.
Thank you.